radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tasmin Archer with Sleeping Satellite. Again, don't forget, it's National Sleep Awareness Week. Be aware of sleep. Don't just do it. Don't just fall into it. Be aware of sleep all week. It's, of course, on the 12th of March, National Plant a Flower Day, National Organise Your Home Office Day, and National Alfred Hitchcock Day. All week, it's not just National Sleep Awareness Week, it's National Bubblegum Week as well. And all month throughout March, of course, it's Optimism Month. Don't know if we needed the jingle, but we got it. Anyway, let's stay optimistic and say what a fantastic jingle that was. So still great music. How many tracks are we still going to squeeze into the final 55 minutes tonight? At least 10 more. That's amazing. And, we'll get in facts about Alfred Hitchcock. Remember, if you want to get involved in the hotly contested poll, are you interested in who wins at the Oscars? It's a yes or no answer. And a single click or tap on at Bensim Radio, the profile there. It will be the first thing that polls in, casts your vote and gets you involved. Why not give it a repost, retweet, so more people can see it as well. Always amazingly grateful if you do that. Arsenal have been victorious in the Champions League. And of course, if you didn't see it, you can catch up with highlights on various services because you don't want to miss a thing, do you? Oh, that links to the next track. What an amazing coincidence. Thanks to Ellie Beckles for suggesting this one. I can't believe this film came out in the 90s. Armageddon, of course. Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, Steve Buscemi, Liv Tyler. Don't want to miss a thing. Always enjoy listening to this, actually. Cheesy film, but one of those films that you can't help but smile at.
I could stay just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Hope you enjoyed a bit of Aerosmith there. It is, as I've alluded to numerous times previously, National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the 12th of March. And, yeah, in case you weren't aware of his body of work, the classic Psycho, which most people are aware of, then stuff like North by Northwest, Vertigo, The Birds, Family Plot, Frenzy, Topaz, Torn Curtain, Marnie. Yeah, a lot of successful films. Suspicion, The Wrong Man, To Catch a Thief, Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, Strangers on a Train. I probably haven't got time to keep listing successful movies that Alfred Hitchcock was behind, but we are going to share, after the next track, some interesting facts you may not know about Alfred Hitchcock. Are you ready for a suspenseful thriller on the show that goes like this? Of amazing facts, they will be brought to you in the latter part of tonight's programme. All the more reason to stay tuned, 98.0 on your FM dial if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, and of course phoenixfm.com if you're not, and available on smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Thanks to everybody who's joined on Mixcloud tonight as well and seen what I'm actually doing in the studio. And yeah, you'll see our lovely Phoenix FM logo and me sporting a grey jumper and blue t-shirt combo. So yeah, fabulous stuff. Mixcloud, just search for Phoenix 98 FM, and if you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side. Right, let's get more music on, music that you have suggested is creating the show tonight. So huge thanks to Laden Tunchai, who wants to hear a bit of Anastasia with Sick and Tired.
FM.
Anastasia is definitely sick and tired. Right, now, man responsible for so many suspenseful, terrifying films was one Mr. Alfred Hitchcock. I'm talking about him because it is National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the 12th of March. But what was Alfred Hitchcock afraid of? He had a lifelong fear, and you really wouldn't suspect this, he had a lifelong fear of police. Yes. It stemmed from an incident in his childhood when his strict father punished him by sending him to the local Leytonstone police station on the outskirts of his family's home. I was just sent along with a note, he said. I must have been 4 or 5 years of age, and the head of the police read it and then put me into the cell and said, "That's what we do to naughty boys." And he was terrified of police ever since. And I don't know if this counts as terrified or just finds the idea of it a bit gross. He didn't like eggs. "I'm frightened of eggs," he said. "Worse than frightened, they revolt me. That white round thing without any holes, have you ever seen anything more revolting than an egg yolk breaking and spilling its yellow liquid? Blood is jolly, red, but egg yolk is yellow, revolting. I've never tasted it." How can he know it's revolting if he's never tasted it? Come on, Alfred, you've let yourself down there, haven't you? Now, courtesy of Mr. Paul Holman, we're going to hear classic "I'll See You in My Dreams."
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was an instrumental version of "I'll See You in My Dreams" there for Paul Holman, who regularly makes song suggestions in my programmes, and unfortunately due to our library I'm not often able to play what he suggested, but I'm pleased that I could very well, Paul, and everything's going fabulously. Now, plenty more tracks still to come, as well as learning things about a classic director full of suspense and terror, Mr. Alfred Hitchcock. His films always made you feel uneasy, but what do we actually know about him? Do you know he began his work in silent films? He was known for the complex title sequences in his own films, but began his career in cinema in the early 1920s, designing the art title cards featured in silent films. It was at an American company based in London called the famous Players Lasky Company, which would later become Paramount Pictures. And Hitchcock later told French filmmaker François Truffaut, in their infamous Hitchcock-Truffaut conversations, "It was while I was in this department, you see, that I got acquainted with the writers and was able to study the scripts. And out of that, I learned of scripts." The experience also led Hitchcock to try his hand at actual filmmaking. He also told Truffaut, "If an extra scene was wanted, I used to be sent out to shoot it." So he began in the silent film industry. Amazing stuff. More facts coming throughout the remainder of tonight's show. And don't forget, you've only got about half an hour, just under half an hour left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Do you care who wins at the Oscars, yes or no? We've had a few votes trickle in, and we're now on 62% of voters saying yes and 38% saying no. It could all change if you get involved, though. Single click or tap to cast your vote. At Ben Sim Radio is the profile where you can find that poll. Well, it's just gone 20 past 11. It's still the show that goes like this. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons. And right now, coming up, thanks to Debbie Lee James and Ken Taylor, independently of each other, talking in your sleep, it's Crystal Gale.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your
sleep. Community
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Crystal Gale and the beautiful Talking in Your Sleep. It's Tuesday, it's the 12th of March, it's National Planter Flower Day. You've only got 34 minutes and a few seconds left to do that. It's also National Organise Your Home Office Day. Get it organised in the next half hour. And of course, it's National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Musically, we're embracing the fact it's National Sleep Awareness Week all week. It's also National Bubblegum Week. We've barely embraced that, it has to be said. But of course, all month, I'm happy to embrace the fact it is Optimism Month. There you go. Meet the fanfare. It is an optimistic fanfare, I will admit that. Not like the other one. No, don't play the other one. Yes, that's a pessimistic fanfare, I think it's fair to say. Now, let's get back to Hitchcock facts. Interesting. Most of his early films are lost, but a 1923 silent melodrama was discovered in New Zealand. Only 9 of Alfred Hitchcock's earliest silent films still exist. The earliest surviving film he worked on, a 1923 melodrama titled The White Shadow, about twin sisters, one good, one evil, was thought lost until 3 of the film's 6 reels were found sitting unmarked in the New Zealand Film Archive in 2011. They were originally donated to the archive in 1989 by the grandson of a New Zealander projectionist and collector. So while the film was technically directed by leading 20s filmmaker Graham Cutts, the 24-year-old Hitchcock served as the film's screenwriter, assistant director and art director. Amazing. And of course, he became famous, Alfred Hitchcock, for his cameos in his own films. The most constant image in his film seems to be Hitchcock himself. He perfected the art of the cameo, making blink and you'll miss them appearances in 39 of his own films. His trickier appearances include the film Lifeboat, which was filmed in a single location, obviously, where he appears in a weight loss advertisement in newspaper read by one of the film's characters. The only film he actually speaks in is The Wrong Man from 1956. His traditional cameo is replaced by a silhouetted narration in the introduction. That replaced a scrapped cameo of Hitchcock exiting a cab in the opening of the film. I love finding out interesting facts about legendary film directors and stars, and yeah, stay tuned if you want to hear more about Alfred Hitchcock. It is, of course, National Alfred Hitchcock Day. We're almost 3/4 of the way through tonight's programme, but don't go anywhere. Still some wonderful tracks to squeeze in that have been suggested by you, lovely legend. There's more facts about Hitchcock, the result of the intense debate, still to come. It's still all to happen on the show that goes like this tonight. Don't go anywhere. Right now, thanks to Mr. Mark Stockton. We're going to hear some Fleetwood Mac. We're going to hear some Fleetwood Mac. We're not going to hear them. Where have Fleetwood Mac gone? Can we get them back? Fleetwood, come back, please. That was very, very bizarre. I'm going to see if I can find it another way. It's not looking good. Oh, crikey. We'll have to get something else on and we'll get Fleetwood Mac on after that. Before Fleetwood Mac, then, I'm sorry, Mark Straker. But before that, we're going to have The Pretenders and I Go to Sleep.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
That was The Pretenders with I Go To Sleep, and to make it up to Mark Straker, here I am, reliably informed, our Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. Yes, all seems to be fine. Don't know what happened before. Mark Straker, this is for you. All the tracks, of course, related to the fact that all week it is National Sleep Awareness Week. We all dream. Over to the Mac.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, albeit belatedly, apologies for that, but we got it there in the end. Mark Straker, hope you're doing well, hope everyone's fabulous in the northwest. Right, yes, we're still hitting you up with facts about Alfred Hitchcock. I do feel duty-bound to remind you, you've got about 13 minutes left to vote on the intense debate tonight on the Twitterverse, simply asking, do you care about who wins at the Oscars or not? Still more people saying yes than no. I'll give you the final score in about 13 and a half minutes time. Until then, plenty more facts about Hitchcock and loads more great music to get in before I go. Right, did you know Alfred Hitchcock literally wrote the encyclopedia entry on how to make movies, at least part of it? He personally contributed to writing a portion of the Motion Pictures Film Production entry in the 14th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, giving typically cheeky first-hand insight into the fundamentals and technical aspects of filmmaking. On the practice of moving the camera during a shot, Hitchcock wrote, "It is wrong to suppose, as is all too commonly the case, that the screen of the motion picture lies in the fact that the camera can roam abroad, can go out of the room, for example, to show a taxi arriving. This is not necessarily an advantage, and it can so easily be merely dull." There we go. What else can I tell you about Alfred Hitchcock? He didn't want people to see five of his famous films for decades. Vertigo often tops best movie polls, but between 1961 and 1983 it was almost impossible to see, along with four other Hitchcock classics. Vertigo, Rear Window, Rope, The Trouble with Harry and The Man Who Knew Too Much were purposely unavailable to the general public. Hitchcock personally secured full ownership to the rights of those five films due to a contingency clause in the multi-film deal he made with Paramount Pictures in 1953. 8 years after the release of each film, the rights reverted back to Hitchcock. So before tapes and DVDs and Blu-rays, 3 years after Hitchcock's death in 1980, Universal Pictures acquired the rights to all five films, making them available once again. Nobody really knows why he didn't want people to be able to see them for such a long time. So yeah, I did not know that. Vertigo, Rear Window, Rope, The Trouble with Harry and The Man Who Knew Too Much were made purposely unavailable for 22 years because of Hitchcock himself. That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder why. Now, let's all get ready to wake up. You don't think about waking up just before midnight, do you? But we're going to do it, all thanks to the Boo Radleys.
Phoenix FM.
Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. Apparently the Boo Radleys disbanded in 1999. There's a shocker for you. What is suspenseful enough a fact to share with you during an Alfred Hitchcock film? I'm feeling uneasy. I sometimes come to TV series a little bit late, and sometimes deliberately because I don't want to get involved in all the hype. I watched Game of Thrones, I think it was in its series, before I'd seen any of it. I watched all of Breaking Bad after it had already completely aired. I enjoyed both those series. And this week I started watching a series I heard about. It's not even that old. The White Lotus, available on streaming services. And I have to say, just thinking about Hitchcock and suspense and stuff like that, they did an amazing job. I know there's more than one series. I've only watched the first series. There are two that have been released and apparently a third in the works. But they did an incredible job in The White Lotus of just allowing a sense of unease to permeate throughout everything. And there's relatively normal conversations and relationships happening on screen. Nothing particularly out in the ordinary. There's nothing fantastical. A lot of it is due to the soundtrack, which is very weird and perfect for the feeling of the series. But, yeah, amazing, really, and the creating suspense out of nothing, which is quite impressive. And I'm sure Alfred Hitchcock would have been proud. Did you know Alfred Hitchcock personally funded the film Psycho? When he approached Paramount Pictures, where he was under contract, to ask for the money to make Psycho, the studio balked. So Hitchcock financed the movie himself, forgoing his normal salary in exchange for 60% ownership of the rights to the film. Paramount agreed to distribute the film to cut costs even more. Hitchcock enlisted his relatively cheaper Alfred Hitchcock Presents TV crew and shot the film on less pricey black and white film. The gamble worked. He reportedly personally earned $6 million from Psycho, about $50 million in today's money. Amazing stuff. That's having faith in what you're creating, isn't it? Impressive. Right. Now, again, risking waking everyone up not long before midnight, let's hear from the Beastie Boys.
No sleep till... Damn good time. City to city. I know patience.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beastie Boys. There must be a lot of people in Brooklyn really relieved that they can now go to sleep, particularly if they've been travelling a long way. There we go. It's Tuesday, the 12th of March. It's very nearly the 13th of March. That means you've only got 10 and a half minutes left to celebrate National Plant a Flower Day on the correct day, National Organise Your Home Office Day on the correct day, and National Alfred Hitchcock Day on the correct day. Have you watched the Hitchcock movie tonight? That would be incredibly appropriate. Don't forget, though, it's also National Bother Dog and National Sleep Awareness Week, hence all the tracks that you've suggested tonight. And all throughout March, it's Optimism Month, so you should be feeling very positive. One final Hitchcockian fact, and the poll is about to close. The intense debate, are you interested in who wins at the Oscars, yes or no? It may now be too late to cast your vote. I'll reveal all very shortly. Final Hitchcockian fact, he had a love of movies that were certainly not Hitchcockian. He had a habit of screening films in his studio lot office every Wednesday, and his daughter Patricia revealed that one of his favourite films and the last movie he personally screened before his death was the 1977 Burt Reynolds movie Smokey and the Bandit. There you go. I guess it sort of makes sense. You spend your life making a certain type of film. You probably don't want to watch other films that are that like yours. You want to watch something completely different. I remember watching Smokey and the Bandit 2 and quite liking it. Don't remember the original so well. But there we go. It's Alfred Hitchcock Day. Hope you've learned something new about the Master of Suspense himself. Right, we're going to have the penultimate surprise by Suggs. Then, out the poll, sum up the entire show. Thank you, everybody. And I'll be back with you.
Yeah.
FM.
That was Suggs and I'm Only Sleeping. The intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Do you care about who wins at the Oscars, yes or no? The poll has finished. 64% of voters said yes, 36% of voters said no. So the ayes have it. Thanks so much to everyone that voted. Now, it's almost time to put on the final track of tonight's show, but I need to thank everybody that's been in touch on social media in the run-up to the show, suggesting music that links to National Sleep Awareness Week. So huge thanks to James Ludlow, to Mark Straker, to Paul Saunders, Ken Taylor, also Graham Long, Ian Foreman, Sue Burton, Linda Trevelyan, Patrick Schering, Bobo Roberts, Nick Field, Danny Kidson, Stuart Lachland, Paul Milton, Horace Hopman, Jade Taylor, Anthony Bygraves, Lara Simpson, Denise Hare, Laden Tunchard, Barry Liptrop, Siobhan Roxburgh, Pete Lindup, Ron Wilmot, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Angie Stanger-Leaves, Paul Holman, Debbie Lee James, and Phoenix FM legend Nigel Fitzmaurice. Thanks so much to everybody. All your suggestions were wonderful. If they made it into the show, you've done all the better. Amazing stuff. Final track to play us out. Don't forget, you've only got a few minutes left to organise your home office on the correct day, or even plant a flower on the correct day, or maybe just finish that Hitchcock movie just in time. Good luck. Stay optimistic, though, all throughout March particularly. You can be miserable in April and pessimistic, but not till then. March is optimism month. I'm going to leave you with a classic track. Ironic, really, on a day of songs about sleeping. This is We Will Rock You, not to sleep, rock out. This is Queen at Five.
We're causing utter devastation when we step into the place, and better believe that you can see we're gonna rock and never stop it. Here we go again.
Again. Hit you with the flow again.
Get up the second time around, we bring it on again. Shout it out.
The Arabi make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got blood on your face.
Come
your
on.
Big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Sing it.
Something get you in the mood. Know what I mean? Watch your back. We got Queen on his track. Bring the feedback and let it drop. As long as Five bring the funk, Queen bring the rock, and it don't stop.
You're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. Your big disgrace.
Yeah.
Waving your banner all over the place.
Go!
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.